The Crusade Channel is proud to promote the Epoc Times newspaper, and I ask you to do the same. Please visit them today and consider subscribing using our affiliate link by going to crusadechannel.com/epoc.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Ron Stafford.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Monday, July the 26th, 2021. I'm Ron Stafford, reporting from the Crusade Channel News Desk at Stafford Studios in beautiful St. Michael's, Maryland. This report is brought to you by our friends at Bulldog Kia. For the best deal in the USA on a new or used Kia, shop where Mike Church shops for all of his cars at Bulldog Kia. Drive on over to BulldogKia.com or call them at 855-BULLDOG. We'll see ya at Bulldog Kia and tell them the Crusade Channel sent you. Here's what to listen for this hour. Fauci wants you to wear that mask even if you have gotten the jab. The latest political news from Magdalene Rose and a major donation to some Catholic schools in Pennsylvania. National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases Director Anthony Fauci said federal health officials are considering recommending that fully vaccinated people wear the masks in public again. He told media this past weekend, quote, "This is under active consideration. If we don't vaccinate people, the model is going to predict that we're going to be in trouble as we continue to get more and more cases." Some areas, including Los Angeles County and Chicago, recently said that everyone, regardless of vaccination status, should wear masks in public settings. The CDC additionally recommended that all children who are not vaccinated wear masks when they return to class in the fall. During a Sunday interview, Fauci did not provide a specific reason why vaccinated people should wear masks, but some officials, including New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio, said that the reimposition of mask wearing would cause people to develop a lack of confidence in COVID-19 vaccines and would question why both should be required. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis said that Florida would not impose any mask mandates at public schools during the pandemic, regardless of the CDC's guidance. In other news, if you want to visit museums and more in Italy, certain guidelines must be followed. Here's Crusade Channel political affairs correspondent Magdalene Rose with more.
Italy has announced plans to require a green pass in order to visit museums, go to sporting events, and dine inside in its restaurants. This requirement is similar to a measure recently approved in France and will go into effect on August 6th. To obtain the pass, people will need to have had at least one dose of the COVID-19 vaccine in a previous 9-month span or be able to provide proof of a negative COVID test taken within 48 hours. This could impact U.S. travel and the U.S. tourism industry significantly, and if Biden and his administration do not start to talk about this on a global level and do not start to bring this up when they're on CBS News or Good Morning America or any of the shows they go on, Americans will be caught very unaware of massive restrictions in the U.S. travel industry and tourism going forward. For the Crusade Channel, I'm political affairs correspondent Magdalene Rose.
Finally, from Pennsylvania, an anonymous donor and new partners will help continue millions of dollars in funding for a tuition aid program for the Diocese of Greenberg's Catholic schools. The program is set to support hundreds of students in southwestern Pennsylvania over the next 5 years. In 2020, the St. Pope John Paul II Tuition Opportunity Partnership gave nearly $2.5 million in tuition assistance to support more than 800 students. These resources offset tuition for 250 students new to the Catholic school system. This boosted Catholic school enrollment in the area by more than 13%. Our quote of the day comes from St. Gregory the Great. "The proof of love is in the works. Where love exists, it works great things. But when it ceases to act, it ceases to exist." Coming up, our saint of the day, she is the patroness of women in labor. You're listening to Crusade Channel News.
Do you hear that? Splashing in the pool, laughter, fun. It's all the sound of summer. And that's the sound of savings. During the Bulldog Kia Experience the Difference sales event, you can buy a brand new 2021 Kia Soul LX for only $18,900 while also experiencing the difference when you buy from Bulldog Kia. That's the sound of you driving to your favorite destination with peace of mind, knowing you got a great deal with a great 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty from your friends at Bulldog Kia. Visit us online at bulldogkia.com or visit us in person on the Atlanta Highway in Athens. We'll see you at Bulldog Kia. Must take delivery by August 2nd, 2021. MSRP, $20,400. $1,500 customer cash. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See kia.com or dealer for details.
Our saints of the day are Joachim and Anne. In the scriptures, Matthew and Luke furnish a legal family history of Jesus, tracing ancestry to show that Jesus is the culmination of great promises. Not only is his mother's family neglected, but we also know nothing factual about them except that they existed. Even the names Joachim and Anne come from a legendary source written more than a century after Jesus died. The heroism and holiness of these people, however, is inferred from the whole family atmosphere around Mary in the scriptures. Whether we rely on the legends about Mary's childhood or make guesses from the information in the Bible, we see in her a fulfillment of many generations of prayerful persons, herself steeped in the religious traditions of her people. The strong character of Mary in making decisions, her continuous practice in prayer, her devotion to the laws of her faith, her steadiness at moments of crisis, and her devotion to her relatives all indicate a close-knit, loving family that looked forward to the next generation even while retaining the best of the past. Joachim and Anne, whether these are their real names or not, represent that entire quiet series of generations who faithfully perform their duties, practice their faith, and establish an atmosphere for the coming of the Messiah, but remain obscure. Maria Taylor has joined NBC less than a week after her contract with ESPN expired. Taylor had been with ESPN since 2014, but her contract expired Tuesday. Her last assignment for the network was last Tuesday night at the NBA Finals, where she was the pregame and postgame host for the network's NBA Countdown program. ESPN and Taylor had announced that they could not agree on a new contract. Send me your news tips to Ron at CrusadeChannel.com. Stay tuned to the Crusade Channel with live breaking news updates all day and the best live talk radio anywhere. Up next, the Mike Church Show continues. I'm Ron Stafford for the Crusade Channel, seeking news and finding truth.